Well, hello,
and welcome to the August 16th edition of The Academic Aesthetic. I'm your host, Aaron Art Guy Smith. And once again, I'm doing a car cast on my Creative Movo TX FM 1 GB. Man, I think they come out with shorter names for these MP3 players. Oh well. In any case, I'm on my way home after 2 days of being at my base school and starting to get things together. They did change one of my buildings this year, because one of my buildings hired a full-time art teacher, so I don't need to go to that building anymore. Which, you know, it's a shame, because I really like that building, but oh well. Tomorrow I'm going to be going to the big art teacher get-together where we're going to have sessions and all that and learn interesting techniques we can do in the classroom and things like that. So I might have a podcast after that as well, talking about the things that I've learned. But I did have some things I wanted to talk about today, so you're stuck with another podcast today. So there, yeah. Next thing on the agenda. I am starting to think about improving the website for this podcast. I'm thinking about maybe buying a domain name for it. That would be nice. Maybe switching from ThingamaBlog to some other type of blogging software. I do like ThingamaBlog. It's very nice. But it's not server-side software. It's computer-side software, where all the software's on my computer, and when I hit update, it posts it all to the site, wherever that might be. I've had to switch service recently because I was having problems with Verizon for some reason. I don't know why. But I would like to try to figure out other alternatives. Last night I was playing with Moodle. I was playing with WordPress. I sort of got a little bit of functionality out of both, but not enough to actually be worth anything. So I'll plod along and see what I can do. This is all stuff in the back of my mind. I don't need to do it right now. But, you know, it's something that I want to have a plan B ready to go in case I have any problems with ThingamaBlog. And I'm thinking that at some point I might, just because the guy who wrote Murphy's Law was in fact an optimist, believe it or not. At least when it comes to technology, he was an optimist anyway. Next thing. I am seriously thinking about 2 things for this school year for my regular classes. I'm not talking about the art club. I'm talking about my regular classes. Art club is going to be a ball, and I'm going to have so much fun with that this year. But I'm going to see my other classes a lot more so far as hours of the day are concerned than I'll be seeing students in art club. So I need to focus on them more, I know. One thing is, I do want to try to incorporate more technology into the lesson. I know this is going to be difficult. Not every room is high tech. I can usually expect to see a projector. I can usually expect to see a TV. I might not have permission to use either. So I can't count on a whole lot being in the room already, so I need to bring my own. Well, how am I going to do that? Well, lucky for me, when I'm ordering art supplies, I tend to overorder. I have more colored pencils than I will probably use this year. I have more paper than I will use this year. I know that for a fact. Don't even get me started on cones that I got for the kiln. I think I'm going to run out of cones for the kiln sometime in 2010, maybe, if I do ceramics with every class. So, yeah, I tend to order too many art supplies. This means that I've got a stockpile now. This is my second year in the building. This bid list that I have now will be my third time ordering supplies for this group of schools. And I can start thinking about maybe buying a few technology-oriented things for the classroom. There are catalogs with digital cameras in them. I can order those on the bid list, believe it or not. And I might just do that. Now, last year, I would have, but I looked at the cameras that were being offered, and I felt they were a little overpriced for the features they were offering, for how many megapixels they had in them and everything. So, I didn't get one last year. But it's a new school year, and that means new art supply catalogs. So, we will see what happens. The other thing that I want to work on this year with my students, particularly the higher level students, like 4th, 5th, and 6th grade, because those are the ones that I think intellectually will be able to comprehend this, is talking about ownership of artwork. And not necessarily copywriting, although that's part of it. There is a ton of copyright infringement out there. We can't all be Andy Warhol taking everything out of pop culture, silk screening it on a canvas and saying, look, here's my art, and getting rich and famous for it. Nowadays, if you try copying stuff out of popular culture, sometimes you're going to get sued for doing it because somebody owns that and they're not giving permission for it to be used that way. Now, if you're using it as a parody, you know, you've got some leeway there under fair use. But in other cases, you don't. So I want to try to teach the kids about the open source movement and how some people are saying, well, yes, you are allowed to use my stuff, but don't modify it. Or, yes, you are allowed to use my stuff. You are allowed to build upon it. Just give me credit. And maybe having the students do some of that themselves. I sort of talked about this a little bit in my last podcast when I was on my walk. And this is pretty much along the same lines, although last time I was mainly talking about doing it as a digital photography lesson. I don't think I should limit myself to just that form of media. I think we could do that with drawing or painting or pretty much any media that's out there. Maybe even combining classes, having one class do the first part of the lesson and then another class building upon those papers for the second part of the lesson. Now, this might cause a problem with handing stuff back afterwards. I might have to have students do more than one artwork just to make sure they all get back something. But we'll see what we can do. I can work it out somehow. My goal for other teachers is pretty much the same as it was last year. Last year, I was interested in getting them to learn more about blogging and podcasting. And this year I'm going to do that again, and it's probably going to be easier for me this year. Last year I really didn't turn my site into a blog until January, and I didn't start podcasting until much later after that. And this year I've got that all set up already. I'm all good to go. And iTunes lets you subscribe to podcasts with a click or two. So it's going to be much easier for me to get people interested, I hope. So we'll see how that goes. If you like what you're hearing or don't like what you're hearing, there are a couple ways to contact me. You could send me an email at theartguy@gmail.com. I do read every email that comes my way through that account, so send me a message that way and I will see it. You could also go to my website. Right now, the address is http://academicaesthetic.andmuchmore.com. can click on the comments section in the show notes and give them a response that way. If you really like my podcast and think you might want to vote for me on podcastalley.com, you can do that. I have a link to that on my webpage as well, where you click on that and it takes you to the screen where you can vote for me right away. Or you can go to the education section in podcastalley.com and vote for me on there. Last time I checked, I was ranked somewhere in the 20s. That's fine. I was on the front page. That was good. But you don't have to vote for me. There are plenty of other good podcasts out there. Now, it's truly been a little sparse. We're all coming back from summer vacation, so we're all going to start podcasting more as we come back to school and start getting in gear again. And this is my exit, so I'm going to cut it off here. So until next time, stay subscribed and fare thee well.